November 9, every man our neighbor. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3:8. In the hearts of the majority of men there is little respect for truth and righteousness. Unbelief in God and His Word is everywhere manifest. While such conditions prevail in the world, we are not to shut ourselves in our homes and think that assent to truth is all that is required of us. Christ gave Himself a sacrifice for the sins of the world. If you have the riches of the grace of Christ in your heart, you will not keep them to yourselves, while the salvation of souls depends upon a knowledge of the way of salvation that you can give. These may not come to you and tell you their heart longings, but many are hungry, unsatisfied, and Christ died that they might have the riches of His grace. What are you going to do that these souls may share the blessings that you enjoy? Are you seeking to become acquainted with those who need your help? Are you using your opportunities and advantages and means in winning souls to Christ? You may say, I am not a minister and therefore cannot preach the truth. You may not be a minister in the generally accepted sense of the word. You may never be called to stand in the desk. Nevertheless, you can be a minister for Christ. If you will watch for the opportunities that present themselves for speaking a word to this soul and to that, God will speak through you to win hearts to Him. Drop a word here and a word there that will lift up the Savior before men and lead them to higher and holier purposes. Growth in grace is shown in an increasing ability to work for God. He who learns in the school of Christ will know how to pray and how to speak for the Master. Realizing that he lacks wisdom and experience, he will place himself under the training of the great teacher, knowing that only thus he can obtain perfection in God's service, and daily he becomes better able to comprehend spiritual things. Every day of diligent labor finds him at its close better fitted to help others. Abiding in Christ, he bears much fruit.